WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
World Heavyweight Champion afraid of Goldberg? Felt like it tonight. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Well, it's no longer rectangular, but still, click the purple button. Use credit code RocketSoccer, Lindsay Ward, in the Fortnite shop. Because hashtag epic partner, I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It's rectangular in our hearts.
Yes.
I don't know. That's all I got. But yeah, no, we are pushing towards Saturday night's main event and Evolution and everything else this weekend. And this was the go home for Monday Night Raw for this show. And well, I mean, could Gunter be afraid of old Bill? I don't know. It's hard to say.
It is hard to say, but we'll get into that here in a little bit. We had Roxanne Perez take on Kairi, saying they had a little thing backstage in the Judgment Day clubhouse before the match. They had a memorial for Liv Morgan. She's not dead.
She's just not there.
Dom got a get well soon cake. And AJ was watching.
And surprisingly, the cake did not get wasted.
Cake did not get wasted.
I saw that thing, and that was my immediate thought: is that's going in somebody's face. It has to, right? Because it's a cake, and it's WWE. But surprisingly, it did not. But AJ, 5 years after facing the Undertaker, finally pulled out an Undertaker trick.
He did.
He pulled was out. There, huh?
Go ahead.
He was there. And then he was gone. He disappeared.
But it was Kairi Sane, Roxanne Perez. Really good match between the two women. Kairi Sane got the win. You had interference from Raquel Rodriguez. But Asuka made the save after the match. The Kabuki Warriors get back together just in time to be the team representing Monday Night Raw at Evolution for the women's tag team title.
I mean, let's go. I'm here for all of this. But yeah, Roxanne versus Kairi, I'm down to see that again. That was really super good. We're having more bonding, more gelling time between Roxanne and Raquel, which is good. Especially since, you know, things are awkward right now. It's that initial get together stage. Raquel's still not sure, so they're beginning to gel, beginning to bond. And yeah, they did a really nice setup for the tag match on Saturday, just to sort of like tie a little bow on that and make sure everything was good to go, because obviously we're having representation across all the brands and it's important.
It is,
so
it,
good for
it
them
is, it is very important. The Creeds and I were talking to Adam Pierce about El Grande Americano wrestling on this show. And Americano requests a match, and Brutus is like, how? Chad's recovering from surgery. And Adam's like, what does one have to do with the other? And then they were about to say what the thing is. And Ivy's like, well, the reason I'm here, I want the Battle Royal. And Pierce is like, okay, you had to ask, cool. So she's in the Battle Royal. which we already kind of knew.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Bella is also in the Battle Royal. She cut a nice video promo promoting that she will be in the Battle Royal this Sunday because she wants to remind everyone who she is, and she wants to be a world champion again.
I'm glad they found her something to do. Like, I know the whole Liv situation is awkward, and I know it sucks for everybody involved, but I'm glad they found a place for Nikki on the show.
But it was El Grande Americano taking on Dragon Lee. Good match. 9-1 surprise.
Very good match.
El Grande Americano, the Ludwig edition, gets the point.
Say the Frankenfurter edition?
Something like that, but yeah. Ludwig was the guy this week.
You know, he almost pulls it off. Like, he almost has the swag to pull it off. Mm-hmm. But not quite, because it's in the way that he stands. And again, this is where I just wish they would no-sell the shit out of it. Instead of they're like, oh my god, El Grande Americano, he's amazing, he's awesome. That's freaking Ludwig Kaiser under that mask. Like, you can tell in the way he stands, in the way he walks.
Cole was all about it. That's not Chad Gable. The guy doesn't have the same tattoo. There's no tattoo. There's no this. Cole was all about it this week.
Oh, I know Cole is all over that shit, but I wish that, like, the other announcers were too. That they're like, this is all in Chad Gable's mind, and that's not, obviously not Chad Gable, and just, I wish they would do it like that, because then you could take it a little bit more seriously, because you almost want to be like, Ludwig, what did he pay you to do that? Like, what did he offer you to get you to do this for him, you know?
Yeah.
You have to wonder.
Adam Pearce was talking to the War Raiders, and they won a title shot. Kofi and Xavier were in mourning. They're dressed all black with black roses. They won a title match, and Eric and Ivar is like, you guys blew us off when we wanted a title match, so you shouldn't get it. Becky Lynch rolled up and sent her condolences to the New Day. And that it was a good idea that they broke up with... It was a good idea that they got rid of Big E. That was fine.
Those funeral outfits kind of ate. I'm not going to lie. Like, they were cooking with something there. Like, those were good. Like, Kofi was rocking that veil and those glasses, man. Like, there was a whole... And then Xavier with the hat and the veil. Like, there was a whole vibe going on, and I was here for it. It's like, can I get the goth version of the New Day? Like, give me the goth version, because I'm kind of here for it.
Becky Lynch came to the ring questioning why Lyra and Bayley got a title shot at Evolution. And she talked about, well, Tiffany got to choose her, and Eva got to choose her title shots. Why can't I choose mine? And she talked about Lyra and Bayley being in cahoots. And then she also knew, like, I understand what Adam Pearce is doing. He needs a star like me on the show, because I'm so popular. I'm in all these movies and television shows. I got a best-selling book and all these things. Bayley comes out, interrupted by Lyra, who comes right out. She bumps her on the way to the ring. Lyra says they started arguing. Lyra said people assume that Lyra called Becky, but it was Becky who called Lyra to be her replacement at WrestleMania for Bayley. She said she's here to rescue the title from two massive disappointments. Bayley said she sat and watched Lyra win the women's Intercontinental Championship for the first time, and, you know, winning the tag team titles, and then recalls her losing the tag team titles and losing the Intercontinental title, and then watching you raise Becky Lynch's hand. And then you raise her hand like a little bit. Lyra and Bayley started fighting. Becky got involved. Lyra dropped both women with Nightwings, stood tall on Monday Night Raw.
Things are getting ugly.
They are getting ugly.
Ugly, ugly, ugly. I'm so here for it.
The world's heavyweight champion Gunther made his way to the ring. He said he's verbally abused Goldberg over the last 2 weeks, and Goldberg hasn't done anything about it. Gunther said Goldberg was afraid of him and the pressure. Then you hear a loud car engine. As Goldberg rolls up, walks to the ring, face to face with Gunther, saying they could fight now. The fans are chanting, holy shit. Goldberg's giving him one free shot. Gunther goes for it. Block. Goldberg drops him with a big right hand. Goldberg goes for a spear. Gunther bails. Good little build-up for the match on Saturday. It's the most you could do with Goldberg.
You can't really have him get too physical just for safety, right? Like, if we are being led down the primrose path to believe that this is the last match, you want to make sure that he's good to go for the actual last match. How many of us actually believe this is the last match? That remains to be seen. You could have Gunther, who's being genuinely afraid of Goldberg and the Goldberg aura and mystique and whatnot. Or you could have Gunther kind of leading him into a false sense of security, playing up to his ego just a little bit to, you know, again, trick Goldberg into thinking that, well, perhaps he's a little bit greater than maybe he actually is, especially since he's almost, what, 60? And Gunther's in his late 30s, early 40s. So, and also Gunther wrestles more frequently than Goldberg does. You know, he wrestles every week. Goldberg, go ahead.
Gunther hasn't, Goldberg hasn't wrestled in years. Gunther wrestles at least once a month.
Yeah. So could Gunther be playing to Goldberg's ego? Maybe. Could he be actually genuinely afraid of him? Maybe. It could be a mix therein where it's, well, yeah, there's always that aura and it's still Goldberg, right? And when Goldberg's come out to play in the past, he's not necessarily shown his age, although he has. I don't know how else to say that. It remains to be seen. We'll find out on Saturday which case it is. I'm not sure I like Goldberg being afraid of, or excuse me, Gunther being afraid of Goldberg, simply because I kind of almost want Gunther to be that assured cocky heel. Because again, it's you're a 60-year-old man. And even call it out that it's like you're only here because you have a contractual obligation to be here. That's it. You're only here for this one match and then you're going to leave and you're going to never come back. Just like you did, you know, at WrestleMania 20 or whenever it was that he like finished up and he walked out. At least I think that was him.
That was 20.
So like you're going to do what you did before. You're going to get your money and you're going to leave. And meanwhile, here I am, you know, every week carrying the show. It's a little passe, but I feel like just Gunther being a little bit cocky about it would be a little bit better, but we'll see how it goes on Saturday.
Seth Rollins and crew made their way to the ring to open up Monday Night Raw. Bron Breakker took the microphone. Breakker said he was with Rollins Heyman because they have a vision for him for being the face of WWE for two decades. Breakker said he has his own vision of WWE without Sami Zayn. He said he doesn't like Zayn's face, his beard, or his music. Breakker said Zayn has an expiration date and he put a stamp on it tonight. He promised Zayn that he would maul your head off, and added that Zayn would end up looking up at the lights tonight. Ron's like, are you good? And cackles, and Bronson Reed won the mic. Reed said Breakker was a tough act to follow, but so he is. He said he hit Rollins with six tsunamis, which built respect between the two. He said he will get respect he deserves through his alliance with Seth Rollins. He said Jey Uso doesn't respect him, so he'll beat respect into him, just as he did Rollins. Paul Heyman takes the microphone, says tonight the Empire strikes back. But wait, that's a blooper. Tonight the Empire strikes first. He said he hyped up Bronson versus Jey and said Roman Reigns doesn't have the balls to come back and step up against them, so we got our first tease of the Tribal Chief, the OTC, returning soon. He also talked about Breakker and Sammy and Rollins versus Penta. Heyman said that he's not young or boozy enough to understand Penta's hand symbols. Heyman said Penta would be in no shape to do those hand signals ever again. Heyman said that wasn't a prediction. That's a spoiler. Rollins like, I guess they all covered everything. So welcome to Monday Night Rollins. Good start to the show.
Great to the start to the show. The fact that you gave Bronson and you gave Braun the bronze, mic time is always good. Because you just don't want them to be the side guys to Rollins.
Yeah. Sami Zayn was interviewed. Said his ribs were wrapped. And he said he didn't care about the things that Bron Breakker said about him. But he has taken him serious because he's one of the most dangerous people on the planet. And he'll take care of Karrion Kross later. Well, later meant during the entrance, because Sami made his way to the ring and got attacked with a baseball bat, or with a pipe or a bat or something. I think it was a pipe. Right to the ribs. And again, his ribs are injured thanks to Karrion Kross.
Good stuff. Very good stuff.
Which led to Bron Breakker, Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn ate a hell of a spear when he jumped off the top rope. Spear on the outside and one more spear in the ring as Sami Zayn was left flying as he lost to Bron Breakker.
Braun is just scary, and then Sami is just making him look like a million bucks. Like, I can't complain about either. Like, this was a really solid match. I enjoyed this quite a lot. Braun is just a beast. He's just a freaking beast, man.
And it was revealed later by Paul Heyman that Sami Zayn is out indefinitely.
Go enjoy your vacation, Sami. Bye.
Jey Uso took on Bronson Reed. Jey Uso got the win after he got an office chair thrown in his face. And then he ate two tsunamis. from Big Bronson Reed.
I mean, at least it wasn't six. We can be thankful for that.
We can be thankful for that. And then there was your main event, Seth Rollins and Penta. Hell of a matchup between the two. Seth Rollins pulls out win. And then he called for Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed to come to the ring. They were going to beat down Penta some more. Until L.A. Knight, yeah, shows up. Attack. It hits his finish, the BFT on Seth Rollins. And then leaves through the crowd as everyone chants L.A. Knight. Yeah.
I mean, I can think of worse backup. And if this is leading to them potentially rebuilding L.A. Knight even further, then okay, let's do that. I'm fine with that.
But the story of the night was all about building up the heels of Seth Rollins' faction. And they all stood tall till L.A. Knight got one over on Seth freaking Rollins.
Does LA Knight have Seth's number? We'll have to see, because it's very hard to pull a fast one on the visionary. So we'll see if he can find a way to counter LA Knight. But yeah, I think you had to do this for Seth's faction. And I'm going to explain why. Because they come out every week, they talk, and they do their thing. But if you're trying to build them into this really monster heel faction, which I feel like they're trying to do, that's been a little lacking. And so having Braun and Bronson cut the promos at the beginning, and you have Seth sort of taking the back seat as he's building these two younger stars into something, you know, and then you have them victorious throughout the night, or just in some cases, maybe not victorious, but still standing tall. And then at the very end, you have Seth pull out the victory against Penta in a hell of a contest. I think sent a very strong message. It sort of reestablished them in a way that I think they kind of maybe needed. Because there for a minute, it's like, okay, this is Bloodline 2.0. It's a joke. It's whatever. Because, yeah, that's kind of how we all viewed it. It's Seth. They're trying to do something with this group. And now they're getting serious with it, which I'm enjoying. Because while I love, you know, cocky, crazy Seth, right? I think the version of Seth that I really enjoy is the cerebral version. And we haven't seen that in such a long time. And the fact that he's bringing Braun and Bronson along for the ride, and he's showing a different side of their personalities, he's showing a different side of their characters, I think is amazing. And then, like, just the cherry on top is Paul Heyman being there, and Paul Heyman sort of guiding all of them on this road. So, yeah, I can't complain about how they handled the show this week, or what they did this week on the show, or the push to Saturday Night's Main Event.
But that will do it for the Raw Post-Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back live Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. And we are talking all about WWE Evolution, which is this weekend live from Atlanta, Georgia. So tune in. We will be making picks about that show. We'll also be talking a little bit about Saturday Night's Main Event and making some, I believe, quick picks on that.
Yes.
So tune in. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Lots of quick picks this week. Lots going on.
So many shows. So much wrestling.
Speaking of so much wrestling, Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it is CB Radio Live with myself and Brent as we talk AEW All In. All In's at 3 p.m. Eastern. Gives us 8 hours to watch the show. Talk about it. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. As they're going to talk Saturday night's main event, which means Thursday night, a week from Thursday, we're going to be talking Evolution, the full review on that show. But we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Whenever Monday Night Raw ends, we're live to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Jenny, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. By clicking that purple button below the screen, you can use carrier code ROCKINSOCK or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store way.
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been the Vault Post Show. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. And right back here every Monday night along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wow. wildtalkradio.com.